Yo, what is good? Uncle Mike here, back again with another episode of my podcast journey. First of all, want to wish everybody a happy new year. It's a little late. It's the 4th of January, 2022. Tuesday morning. It's 10:50 right now. And figured I got some free time on my hands, so I'll lay down a recording. A little slow today. It's a perfect time to kind of lay my thoughts down. And hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody had a good New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. With this whole crazy COVID variant that's like super contagious and just going out there, I hope everybody's staying safe. Hope everybody's vaccinated, or if not vaccinated, just take care of yourself, man. You know, like, I know there's this whole, politics behind this vaccine, which, you know, in my opinion, it shouldn't even be politicized, but it is. If you don't believe in it and you don't want to take it, then don't take it. But you got to protect yourself, you know. Don't go out and think that it's fake, it's false, because it's crazy. My friends left and right are getting caught with it right now, so it's kind of scary. Like, my friends' kids, they're even the vaccinated ones are just caught it, and they're, you know, showing symptoms of fever and flu-like symptoms. So we're not in the clear. We're not out in the clear right now. We are still very much in the thick of this pandemic. The good news is, doesn't sound like, if you're vaccinated, doesn't sound like you're, very contagious, or the symptoms are mild, and, you know, 2 or 3 days you'll get over it. However, if you're not vaccinated, it's been said that it's going to be worse for you. So please, if you guys aren't vaccinated, please just be careful out there. I really do pray that, this is kind of like the COVID normalizing itself right now. And just, you know, but symptoms are not that strong, and people are building the herd immunity. So everybody, please take care of yourself out there. All right, and with that being said, just want to dive right in. I mean, you know, as you know, Uncle Mike likes to keep it loose and, you know, just talk about things that's going on and what's in my mind. And, you know, new year, new me, same me though, but upgraded in a sense. So I've started my new year resolution, and I'm kind of holding myself accountable right now. And hopefully I can get out of this year, you know, some sort of accomplishment, something I could look back on, look back to January 31st and be like, okay, I did that and I accomplished it. So, you know, let's keep that going. And my new year resolution is to quit smoking, you know. It's pretty simple. Nothing out of the, you know, I've already kind of have my, you know, like my workout regimen, eating right, you know, and, you know, all that stuff. So maybe, you know, for the most part, if I'm getting the most out of it is, you know, quitting smoking and then abstaining from a lot of the vices that I have, but at the worst, at least I quit smoking. At the most, I quit all the other stuff, and do better for myself. But at the least, I can at least quit smoking for 2022. So I'm very excited for 2022. Hope all goes well. I've recently had a evaluated. Spoke with my physician and you know, made an appointment with a mental health therapist just to see where my head is at and maybe possibly help me with weaning off of these vices that I do have, which is, you know, drugs, cigarettes, alcohol, pornography, you know. And, you know, to be honest, Uncle Mike doesn't feel too embarrassed about sharing my issues with the world. Reason being is if anybody can learn from my mistakes, it's worth sharing then. That's just how I look at it. And, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm at an age where it's just like none of this matters, you know, like these personal issues, it affects me and it's kind of embarrassing. Yes. But again, it's like if it helps, let's, you know, and if it helps someone that they hear that I have these problems and I'm working towards improving it, improving on myself, then it is worth sharing. It is worth sharing to everybody out there who's listening. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not like super famous or anybody like that. So, you know, it doesn't really affect me that much. And if anybody who's listening who has a similar issue that wants to like get over this, you know, this vice or this addiction, it's like if I can share my remedy and they can use my remedy, why not? You know, it's a if it helps. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. You know, I'm not here putting on advice and not putting on medical advice or whatever. I'm just telling you what works for me or what's going to work for me. Or if it doesn't work, you will know, because Uncle Mike doesn't, you know, sugarcoat or try to hide anything. So, yeah. At any rate, I went to go see a mental health therapist or did a phone interview anyway, and, you know, see where my head's at, and scheduled a video chat with a mental health physician in March. So we'll see how that goes. In the meantime, I'm doing everything I can to just stay positive. As a lot of you know, I go through a lot of nonsense with my home life, my family. It sucks that I have to go through this. But I look at it as like kind of like a trial or some sort of test that I'm being put through to, I guess, build harder skin, you know, a colder heart, or not a colder heart, but a tougher, you know, exterior to protect my interior. And that's all I could really do. That's all I could, you know, look at myself and assess. And at the same time, you know, everything is temporary, nothing is permanent. You know, as much as it sucks that I have to deal with this at this moment, it's not going to be forever. You know, I just wish it would hurry up. This process will hurry up and, you know, it will be better for me very soon, but I can't, you know, like it is what it is. I can try to kind of speed it up, but at the end of the day, it's very difficult to do that. And, you know, just speaking about it right now, I'm just already, you know, coming up with ideas of what I can do to kind of speed this process up. But, you know, we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see. You know, again, it's a new year. New things to come. You know, a lot of things to look forward to and all that great stuff. But a little bit more about what happened for me during the new year. New Year's Eve, I took my little niece passed her driver's exam, and so she got her license. I'm very happy for her, very proud of her. Hopefully she's careful out there driving, because it's crazy out there. I had a chance to go see Cascade and for New Year's Eve party, and it was great. And I got to see some of my friends. We got to hang out and enjoy the new year together. Also, I got to hang out with my special person, and I was very happy to hang out with her. Got to ring in the new year with her, and you know, she really did just put a kind of like a cherry on top of my 2021, you know, and getting to spend the new year with her, it was really great. I really had a lot of fun, and I don't know. I just feel like this year could be a good year for me, with her in my life. But again, I'm still not sure yet, to be honest. You know, like I've met so many people, and I, you know, that kind of gave me butterflies in the past, and you know, it didn't really materialize into anything, and it was really sad. And I, you know, we could be going into 2022 with a lot of heartache. Who knows? It's kind of a roller coaster of emotions right now. But I will say I'm just so grateful that I met this person. And if it doesn't work out, I'm actually a little more prepared this time around to just say, okay, it is what it is. And I'm happy, just happy that our paths have crossed. And I think I'll be a better person because of it, you know. But who knows, you know, who really knows if she will stick around, or if I want her around. I just don't know. So we shall see. She's a great person, and I got to hang out with her New Year's Eve, and then New Year's Day we, you know, spent the weekend together and just had a lot of fun, just chilling, getting to know her a little more, and you know, seeing what she's all about and where she's coming for, or what she's looking for in a partner. I still have a lot of questions though, you know, and I think she might have some questions for me too. But you know, I feel like, for me at least, I feel like my foot is in and out the door, in between crossing path, in between the doorway, like just blocking the doorway, causing traffic, you know. And maybe she's kind of feeling the same way, but I don't know. We still just don't know. We haven't really divulged our feelings towards each other that much, you know. But we certainly enjoy each other's company, and I don't think I'm sick of her. I don't know if she's sick of me yet. You know, we spent the weekend together, and I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if I was like causing foot traffic, you know, just kind of clogging up people coming in and out of her life. And she could be doing the same to me, but I don't mind it. I don't mind having her clogging up my doorway at this moment in time. But who knows? We'll see. You know, I think we both have an understanding too that like we are at this point in our lives where we want a partner, but at the same time we really need to see what's out there, like for sure. Who, you know, do we really want this person in our lives, or is there somebody else out there that can actually treat us better? You know, are we the right person for each other? You know, that kind of thing. I think we're both very mature, and we're both kind of like wary about, like, because I think the one thing we do have in common is just like we've been through in and out so many relationships throughout our lives. It's just we're very hesitant of going into getting into something permanent or long term. It's a very, very, you know, I mean, I think a lot of you guys out there know who've been single or gone through a lot of relationships. It's just, especially for this day and age, it's very, very difficult to find someone who's loyal. or wants to be in your life, or wants to stick it out with you, while there are so many options out there. Who's to say the next person that we meet is going to be in there forever? Because, you know, people are fickle. Emotions, you know, people go off of emotions, and it's like at a drop of a hat, they change their minds. It's like, I want to be with somebody else. Like, oh, I don't know if you're the right person for me. You know, everybody's like kind of like looking out for themselves and not really caring enough to want to be in that other person's life. And it's also because we've been burned so many times already by the people we depend on. You know, you think you could depend on them to come through, to be reliable. You know, when you kind of like put your trust in them, put your faith in them, and it backfires. You know, at a drop of a hat, they're just like, you know, they're ready to like, you know, take back their word and go find somebody else, and you know, be in a new sort of relationship, be in a new sort of honeymoon phase. You know, everybody wants to get into the, everybody loves to be in the honeymoon phase, but not through the long haul, and that really, really sucks. That really sucks. And I think this is what a lot of us people, single folks, go through nowadays. You know, it's just we're, because there's so many options, you know, and then once we find somebody, we want to spend our honeymoon phase with them, you know, and then after the honeymoon phase, it's like, okay, I'm ready for something else now. You know, like the whole novelty of this person is gone, and it's just like, we got our dating apps open, and we're looking at other people who we're attracted to, who you know, fits our criteria, or what have you, you know. And it's like looking for the new shiny next thing, and you know, like you know, real talk, I'm no different. You know, Uncle Mike is just like, kind of like I said, I got my one foot in and my one foot out, and I'm kind of clogging traffic, you know. And I feel like she could be doing the same thing, you know, because that's just where we're at right now. And it's really depressing if you really think about it, you know, because sometimes it feels so right to be with this person, and yet we're both kind of holding out. But who knows? We shall see. We really don't know. You know, I could be back 6 months from now and, you know, saying highly, you know, reviewing what I said and talking about the same person and just saying like great things about her, and I want to be with her forever, and she professed her feelings for me too, you know. Or 6 months from now, I could say, damn, you know, I was right all along. This person was in and out of the door, and so was I. You know, we were both in and out of the door, and then we finally found somebody else that, you know, can treat us better, that can, you know, really love us better, love us more, you know. I think either one can't be right or wrong. Either one can't be good or bad. You know? You know, if it's good, it's great. But if it's bad, it's a good lesson there. It's a good lesson that we should learn. So I think either outcome, either result will give us some sort of lesson. You know, it would probably, it would either give us a lesson that, you know, don't trust your heart so easily to just anybody. Or it could prove that, you know, love is great, or, you know, have more faith in people, you know, because a lot of times, you know, we're losing faith in a lot of stuff, you know, losing faith in people, losing faith in the system, losing faith in politics and the government. Even in our own family members, you know, and yet, you know, maybe this person can prove me wrong. And that would also be a beautiful thing too. So, you know, We just have to look at either outcome as a beautiful thing, beautiful lesson, or beautiful proof that people are great, or there's really awesome, amazing people out there. So yeah. There's that. But at the most part, I think for now, you know, it's January 4th. It's the new year. It's, you know, hope everybody is on their path to becoming a better version of themselves. I hope, you know, my podcast has provided some sort of insight or knowledge, you know, to you folks, and, you know, some sort of inspiration to for you guys to keep going. And I mean, that's it, really. You know, I'm really, for me, I'm really looking forward to this year. I'm really gonna try to like make the most. And again, you know, you guys heard it before, you know, with this new person that I met, you know, I'm so inspired to just do better for myself. Not only for her, but really for myself, and just to, you know, make myself a better person. So even if this person chooses not to be in my life anymore, it's like, that's okay, you know? Like, at one point you're out, and, you know, it's probably for the best, you know? And now I can really make space for someone to come into this space, make room for someone to come in this space who loves me, appreciates me for who I am, and at the same time, like, I have my shit together, you know. And I think this year is all about like getting your shit together, getting my shit together. And, you know, it starts with me. It starts with like breaking some bad habits, you know, breaking some vices, getting out of the, you know, the habit of drug use or alcohol use or cigarettes or, you know, any sort of pornography addiction and that sort of thing. Just getting my health right. Getting my health right, breaking these vices, you know, start saving money, paying off the bills, you know, like having, being debt free as much as possible, you know, like I have a little bit of debt. I know I could break out. I know I could, you know, like wean myself off that shit. So need to start cutting some fat, and need to start like kind of abstaining from purchasing stuff when I don't have the money for it. Just, yeah, cleaning up my own shit or reorganizing my room and getting my life together so that I can be a happy, healthy, mentally healthy, physically healthy person for, you know, my partner, my potential partner or future partner or any partner to come into my life. Or just even if there's no partner, it's like, hey, I know I'm good enough, and I have my shit together. So, you know, I'm pushing that for myself, and I'm pushing that for a lot of you single folks out there too, you know, male and female. Get your shit together so you can make room for that forever person to come into your life. All right. Anyways, that's all I have for now. Happy New Year, everybody. Be on the lookout for new episodes, you know, more podcasting coming your way. All right, guys. Peace out.
Hello?
Yo. Jimbo Jones.
What's up, Uncle Mike?
What's up, man? Happy New Year. Happy New Year, dude.
Happy New Year, man.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute, man. Haven't seen you since Christmas party.
It's been a hot minute since we did this. Since I did a podcast.
Yeah, man. It's been a it's been a minute for you, man. I mean, it's okay.
You still been doing podcasts?
Yeah, man. I mean, just here and there, man. Really, I think last year I did four. You know, four or five recordings, and okay. Then you know, this year, I mean, this is the first one.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't done it that much either.
Well, okay. Okay.
So, you know, we're all in the same boat here.
Well, shit. I'm glad to be back on the podcast or, you know, on your podcast journey.
Thanks, man. You know, I appreciate you, you know, your input. So, you know, yeah, you always, Jimbo always got a good input. So,
I have the answers for everything, Mike. I have the all the answers. Okay. So, you know.
All right, man. All right.
You know, young and old, they come to me for advice.
Okay. gotcha. All right, hold on 1 second. Let me put my phone on do not disturb so the phone don't, you know.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Hold on.
Yeah.
I should do that too. So,
yeah, you don't get incoming calls or what have you.
How do I do that?
Just swipe down on your right side of the screen, and then there should be a moon that says do not disturb or.
Yes, focus. Do not disturb. There we go. Got it.
Yeah, once you tap on that, then no calls are coming in, and then, like, I guess text messages are silent.
Hey, I tell you, man, you know, every year I feel like I'm a year behind in technology.
There's something that I'm missing out.
Like, you know, if you don't keep up with, like, technology, so you can fall behind so fast.
Yeah, you sure do, man. You sure do. If you don't, not keeping up with the Jones.
Yeah, you heard about the Las Vegas Electronic Convention Center? Convention.
What happened?
Well, they have one every year. Like Las Vegas, they have all these different type, right, of conventions. So today or something, or this week was supposed to be the electronic one where, you know, everyone show off their new stuff in electronics, and a lot of them decide to cancel or don't go or don't, you know.
I don't COVID. Blame. Yeah, because so, of COVID. Yeah, I don't blame them.
I mean, they still had it, but it wasn't as exciting as previous years because, I guess they have other ways to display their new electronic inventions. But yeah,
that's interesting.
I mean, it's kind of true, right? It's like, hey, if I can reach to more audience just through the internet, right? Why even set up a little, you know, like in person?
Right.
So
that's true. But, you know, at the same time, I think, you know, you normally can't. It's really hard to make a sale, you know, when the person's not there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because usually that's how business works, right? You know, business deals are done, you know, in person, not through a phone or through any sort of you know, Zoom, whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can see how, you know, times are changing too. So, you know, we're probably hitting it, you know, we're at that point in our, you know, in time where it's just, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think for us, I think I might be speaking for you. I think we prefer the more in-person interaction and things like that, right? But, man, it seems like it's going to be fading away, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it's actually really, truly going to fade away, because I feel like a lot of times, for electronics and technology, maybe they are going to carve their own lane to do that, to, you know, sell online or to sell, you know, through streaming their stuff. But I feel there's always going to be certain things that you need to do in person. I don't know. Because I just noticed, I mean, you know, like I've done that sort of business before, you know, with the cabinetry business that I had. And, you know, we never try to sell on the phone, you know, someone, you know, we just call them and we ask them to show up to the store, and then we close the deal. We never, you know, try to, you know, sell the deal over the phone, because, you know, a lot of times you say something, you promise something. It's like selling cars, right? Mm-hmm. It's like you go to a dealership. They don't ever tell you, like, yeah, we'll match that offer. Yeah. They say, come to the dealership and we'll talk.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, it's not that it's not going in there, but it's kind of like becoming a niche.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they're just trying to, I mean, I feel like, they got to do what's more cost efficient.
Yeah, for sure.
That's probably first and foremost. It's not even about safety. Quite honestly, we don't want anyone to get sick. I was like, I don't think so. I think that, you know, they a lot of people have found a different space in marketing, which is internet, and Tesla, Apple is like a great example, right? They show all of their products through the internet, right? And of course word of mouth, but then they also have display shops, right? So like if you want to look at a Tesla, they have a Tesla dealership, but they don't have inventory, they just have a car there.
Yeah,
you can look and feel and ask questions and place your order.
Yeah.
But what drives you to go inside is you probably read up on it on the internet. And you want to go and just feel and touch inside, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Same thing with Apple products, right?
Like, yeah.
They want you to buy online, but if you want to go and touch and feel the new iPhone, you got to go inside the store. So.
Right. Right.
So, right. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's just exactly what, my brother is doing with the Tesla he purchased. And, you know, it's not even ready yet. It's being built.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy, man. Like people buy the Tesla without even driving it. You know, before you gotta go drive it. But
the
brand got so good that I'm just glad I can get on the waiting list type of stuff now.
Yeah. that is true, man. That is pretty wild. That is pretty crazy. I can't believe Pete and Ellen, they're all like, going
getting
in
one.
Getting one and they haven't test driven it.
But
it matches exactly their specs, like everything they want. It's like boom. They're getting almost kind of like a custom, what they wanted. It's all built in for them. So I think he's gonna go this Thursday to go pick it up.
Oh, it's almost ready then, huh?
Yeah. He asked me to go and watch the kids while they go and pick up the car.
Damn. Oh, boy. Peter, living their life.
Yeah. Man, thank Ellen. Shoot.
Ellen's buying the Tesla.
Yeah, man.
His wifey making moves. He's just along for the ride.
And that's something else.
Right? Yeah. So how was your New Year, man?
Man, I didn't do too much, man. I took my booster shot.
Oh, nice.
On the 30th.
Yeah.
Thursday night, which is the 30th, I think.
Is the 30th, yes.
Yeah, and like on New Year's Day, I was still filming it. I went to work the next day on Friday. But I was like, oh man. I still got some chills and fatigue.
Dang, it hit you like that?
It was like a day and a half.
Dang, that's crazy, man.
I mean, I think a lot of people have the same symptoms.
I ain't getting in. I ain't getting none of those symptoms.
Oh, no? Nothing happened?
Nothing, man. Just a little bit of soreness on the arm. That was cool. I had got my booster and my flu shot the same day.
Oh, you can do that, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's just two separate arms. I mean, separate side of the arm. Not the same arm. You gotta do one on each arm.
Okay. How was yours?
You
went to Cascade, I heard.
Yeah. It was good. I went to Cascade.
I did listen to your most recent podcast.
Oh, cool, man. Thanks for listening. So,
I heard you got a little thing on the side. Or main thing.
Or I don't know if it's thing or main thing, man. That we're kind of, you know, kind of filling each other out, man. I don't know what I think of her. Or I mean, I think she's cool. I think she's really cool. But I mean, we're not putting any label on that thing.
How long has it been?
Since
you guys decided to see each other, kind of stuff.
I think it's probably been about a month.
Okay, so it's
a little over a month. Yeah.
So everything's still really new. So
yeah, it's still really new, but I certainly like her. And I think she likes me, but you know, again, I don't want to like jump the gun and say, yeah, she's feeling me or all that, because this is complicated, you know.
What makes it complicated?
Well, for one, she lives in Chico.
Oh, snap.
so that's, yeah,
that's up north.
Yeah, that's up north. Yeah, that's past Sacramento. Yeah, that's
like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah, it's more than that. It's almost three.
Oh my god. Okay.
So you know, so that's like the biggest hurdle or whatever.
Yeah, it's hard to find time for each other.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean,
it's hard to get to each other.
Exactly. We literally have to like schedule in advance, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like kind of figure out throughout the whole month, like what weekend is work, you know?
Right.
But I mean, so far we only hung out like three times.
Yeah, that's a rough one, bro. I don't know how you can make a decision.
Exactly.
Like long term or serious stuff.
Exactly. Or if I want to, or if we want to, right? Like, is it worth it? So there's, you know, there's that. But I think, you know, the thing is, I enjoy hanging out with her.
Okay.
Even though as far as like we talk. We talk on the phone. We FaceTime. We try to, you know, like align our schedules so that we can like link up. Yes. So, you know, New Year's Eve was the day that we could link up and hang out, so that, like, I spent my weekend out there in Chico, so it was good, it was fun. I mean, I had a good time, but you know, it's just like, you know, like now we're trying to like, I don't know, try to figure out when's the next time we're gonna meet up again. It's just like, jeez.
I mean, I think it's gonna be like, it is what it is type of relationship until there's a more closer. I think it can, you know, it can only get serious if you guys decide, one of you guys have to decide where it, right. Oh, you won't you stay here more often, or you stay here more often,
right.
Does she work from home?
She does not work from home. She kind of works from home, but it's just like she has her own little side business, or not side business, but her own business. And she does like bookkeeping for various small businesses in her neighborhood. So it's like, you know, she's kind of like rooted in Chico.
I see.
So, you know, there's that. So like I said, it's very I mean, you know, it's new. And it's somewhat complicated, so you know, it can only get serious if one of us decide to like make the move to either be on that side or she comes over here,
right?
You know, so there's no way we are still not gonna talk about that, you know.
Yeah. Like, I don't think that conversation come up for a while.
For a while. And I mean, literally, we have not even talked about being exclusive or anything like that, you know? Uh-huh. Like there's no discussion about, you know, any of that. It's just right. So far, it's just like, I enjoy hanging out with you. You enjoy hanging out. I think you enjoy hanging out with me. And let's keep hanging out and see where this goes.
Take us. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, and that's another thing. It's just like, why are we doing this?
I mean, I think it's good to have fun until you guys figure it out.
It's for sure. For sure. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, so we'll see. We'll see how that goes. It's just, yeah. I think at the end of the day, though, like, I'm just, it's weird. Like, I'm really happy that I met her because she kind of inspired me to, like, want to be a better person.
Oh, word?
Yeah, she just wants me to, like, I mean, not that she wants me to, but it's, like, seeing her and seeing how she has her shit together, like, inspired me to, like, man, maybe I need to start getting my shit together. Maybe I need to start, you know, like, cleaning up my room and, not have so much debt and that kind of thing. And, you know, Dude, it's crazy. Like, yeah, she's got her shit together. She owns property. She got passive income, you know. And I'm like, why are you single, you know? But she's just, you know, she's been through a couple marriages, but, you know, just like she never really found anybody that that's right for her, or not that right, but then basically she's not good at relationships. But because every dude that she's been with has become like this guy, has become, how do you say, like, relying on her to take care of them.
Oh. You so know, like, she dated like a bunch of bums and shit.
Kinda, yeah. Married a bum, you know, and the bum expected her to, like, take care of him and all that. And then, you know, she got tired of it, and, you know, and just, you know, just that the guy she'd been with has been very not reliable or dependable. So that's why, you know, she's just, yeah, she's where she is. But then it's just like, dang, yeah. But she's got her shit together, you know. She you know, again, you know, she makes good money, and then she has she has multiple properties. And I'm like, whoa, like, you're a catch. Like, what?
Why are you single?
Why you single, you know, and why you messing with me?
Well, you know, sometimes those are the reasons they are single, because men might be intimidated, and or I think the main reason for her is just she has a few bad experiences with fellas.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She must be like career driven.
Yeah, it's definitely a combination of both. You know, just bad experiences, and on top of that, like, you know, career driven, and you know, she probably has like high standards now after these types of experiences, you know, like,
right.
Just become super picky about it. So I met her at one of these raves. Vegas, remember? Went to Vegas.
Yeah,
I met her. We were all running with the same meetup group.
Oh, okay.
In Vegas, and then, you know, like, met and hung out, and, you know, we were raving at EDC.
Oh, she was there too.
Yeah, she was there too. Oh, and nice. You know, once we all came back, she was like, "Oh, let's go to this. Let's check out this party." You know, and asked me to go hang out with her. And I was like, yeah, sure, yeah. And I never even expected. It was weird. Like, I didn't even look at her that way.
Uh huh.
Until we just hooked up. So she's like, oh, damn, okay, yeah, she's really cool. And she's really bad. You know, like,
yeah,
yeah. And I just started like, oh man, she's actually a really cool person. So, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, but you know, yeah, bringing in the new year, I'm definitely very happy to have met her, and even if shit doesn't work out between us, it's like, I'm very grateful to, you know, even rub off a little bit of her, of, you know, her success or something from her. So,
oh yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah.
It sounds like, you know, you said you were inspired to do more things since you met her, so that's
good. Yeah. So yeah. just
what other things Uncle Mike wants to do in 2022.
Bro, man, I mean, I'm trying to quit smoking.
I heard that from the podcast this morning or this afternoon.
That's the only main thing, dude. That's the only main thing, bro. Like, you know
me. That was the big one. That's the big one for you.
Yeah, you know me, man. I mean, I've been smoking cigarettes for quite some time. Me.
How many cigarettes do you smoke a day?
Prior, probably 3 or 4 a day.
Uh huh.
You know, and then when we're sitting along drinking,
That goes up.
We just chain smoke, right? We just, cigarette after cigarette. I mean, you've been there, you've seen it, when we sit and chat and drink, it's just like, we just keep lighting it up.
Right.
So that's the main one, and your boy, he's struggling with some bedroom performance. So they say smoking is a, smoking is one of the leading causes of that. So
I hear you
trying to eliminate that, man, what about you? You have any, I know resolutions, not everybody wants to make it because it's like, you end up not keeping it.
I think the most common ones is like yours, right? Smoking, eating right, healthy, exercise. Going on diet, I think I might have mentioned it before. I always try not to tell myself, all right, I'm gonna go on a diet, I'm gonna try this diet, I'm gonna try that diet, because I feel like those, it don't ever work. But rather, I should change the lifestyle as far as like health.
Yeah.
Right? Because I think that's where you will stay healthy. You gotta change your lifestyle, not going on diets.
Right.
Because you can go on a diet and then, okay, all right, you reach your goal.
Yeah.
Or you reach a halfway toward your goal and you like it. And then next thing you know, sometimes you might stop because you set it limit. Like, oh, I went on diet for 3 months. I reached that goal. And then next thing you know, you let loose again. You go back to the same bad, healthy lifestyle. So rather, I try to tell myself, change the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of changing diets or trying diets,
right? Well, so what's the goal then? What are you trying to do?
Well, I have some tangible goals actually as far as health. So, like, I definitely need to get back in shape because I have a bike ride in 4 months, and it's 110 miles. So, I committed to not use my car to go to work. Except for days that I need to, right? Like I need to bring something, or I got early meetings or early conference calls. Those are like, okay, I need to, because I can't wake up super early and ride a bike down to the BART or whatever it may be, or drive. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
So, but for the most part, I'm going to do my best to either walk or bike to work, just to get the extra, exercise, I guess.
Yeah.
I want to do that. That's probably the main thing. Save up, obviously, and move out of the basement soon.
Yeah.
So I'm getting close. I'm just waiting. And then, of course, shit, what else? Get a girlfriend, too.
Hey man, rooting for you, bro.
Yeah, and then also, I really want to try more camping this year,
bro.
Just because I feel like this year is still going to be the same as like the last 2 years when it comes to like traveling.
Yeah.
Because you know how things are really restricted once you travel, and then you might feel like, okay, we're wasting our damn. We're wasting our damn money traveling, and then we can't even do nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Bless you. Is that you sneezing?
Oh, sorry. There's a fucking bug flying around. I'm just trying to smack it. So man. That's why I text you earlier. Hey, we gotta talk about this winter camping stuff, because I went down that YouTube hole,
uh-huh.
and I was watching all these videos on Hot Tent. So basically, it's just camping, right?
Yeah.
But you camp in the winter, like really cold.
Uh huh.
Sometime in the snow, if there's snow, and what you would do, you would bring it. You have to have a stove, and your tent gotta be one of those tents where it can take heat. Because then you pretty much have a campfire inside the tent.
Oh, damn.
What I'm saying? So if the tent heats up, the stove heats up the tent the whole entire night.
Oh,
or
damn.
The whole entire day.
Okay.
You can, And I seen it where, like, dude set it up and he stays out there for, like, a month and things like that. So I was, like, thinking, dude, I can do that for, like, a long weekend.
Yeah.
But I don't have any equipment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but I figured, like, dude, if I want to get away and do camping for, like, 2-3 days, I could hella do. I just need that stove and a tent. Everything else, I can just...
Yeah. Sleeping bag, cooler. Like, I mean, we get...
Yeah, just do stove. What you do.
Yeah. Grill. Yeah. Yeah. No, so, but, what's funny was I was talking about this and... For the year of 2021, we actually did not do any camping.
Oh, you as OB, you mean?
Yeah. You did it with your family.
Yeah, I did it. A few times.
Yeah, me personally, I did not do it with anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even so much as go to a hike, and I felt like this year, 2021, was actually kind of crazy. Like I felt like I felt really shitty. Like, even though 2021 was a... I don't know, like, how I would rate 2021. I probably rated... Even though there were so many good things that were happening. Like, I think towards the end of the year, I was just, like, kind of, like, over the whole partying or over the whole, Like, I was not... I did not like 2021. And I realized, the whole 2021, I did not do any sort of hike or any sort of camp, nothing sort of like nature.
Yeah.
So I felt like maybe that was why. I felt that way and I felt kind of shitty.
Yeah.
For 2021. Cause it's just like 2021 was, don't get me wrong, was fun. We went to Vegas, went a bunch of shows, went to the bars to open up, we drank, we ate good.
Yeah.
But I felt like I felt like I overindulged on all those things.
Uh-huh.
Because we didn't get to do that 2020.
Right.
And towards the end of the year, I was like kind of depressed. Like I was like, ooh. Like I, why am I feeling like this, And uh-huh. on top of that, I was having stress at home.
Right.
My situation at home, dealing with that. And then so it's like I was always trying to look for a reason to get out of the house.
Right.
So, stress like that, going out to parties, and then not being in nature and not really just like being unplugged. Like, I think it kind of made me a little bit kind of like funky. So, when you mentioned, we should do camping or whatever, I that was like, I really want to do that.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, I'm down, dude. I'm down. Even if we have to go to cabin, if we just go to cabin, that's cool too, man. That's cool too. I just, I want to unplug and just be quiet, be in a quiet place and just,
But here's the thing, we're like camping, like, I'm looking at both of us. We don't got no type of equipment.
Yes.
So that means before we even go, we gonna end up spending hella money.
Yeah.
Unless we get smart and just buy those camping gears, like used.
Yeah.
Right. So, or we could do like a group camping.
Uh huh.
Right, it doesn't have to be a hot tent because, no homo, but... Well, I ain't trying to sleep in the tent, in the same tent.
Why not, man?
But But I think what we can do is build a tent big enough for the community. I don't know how that's gonna work. Well, you know,
we could talk about that. We don't have to figure it out right now on the podcast. Well,
I know for sure. I'm gonna, invest in some camping gear.
Yeah.
Because I feel like those things can stay with me, like, lifetime.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, like, I feel like, you know how, say, like, you're about to make a purchase with something, right?
Yeah.
There are purchases where you're going to buy where, oh, you need it for a certain project. You need it temporarily, right?
Yeah.
And there are purchases that you're going to say, okay, this is something I want to keep for a very long time or forever. Like, for instance, tools.
Uh-huh.
Or, like, my barbecue grill. Like, I feel like I bought this barbecue grill because I know I'm going to take this barbecue grill to wherever I go.
Right.
Like, even if I move my house, this will be a furniture piece kind of stuff.
Okay, right.
Same thing with tents. Like, I feel like I should have a good tent. So, like, for the rest of my lifetime, if I ever go camping, I always have my personal tent.
Uh-huh. Right.
That's what I mean. Like, okay, I'm going to start investing in some camping gear.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Actually, you're... Yeah, I mean, if you do it enough, then yeah. If you don't, and you're just kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Messing around, only just fucking around, then, you know, maybe not. Maybe you're better off, like, yeah, borrowing somebody's ear or you know, leasing one, or I don't know how to do it, but I know exactly what you're talking about, bro.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, you know, that's something that I don't really have for myself.
Yeah.
Like tents. But I feel like a lot of people has tents and they use it year after year or every other year whenever they go camping.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like for me in my situation, you know, and you know me, I'm not like I'm a straight city slicker, you know, like I do enjoy the camps and stuff, you know, but you know me, I don't like go out of my way to like, oh, let me buy a good, you know, tent or good, you know, whatever outdoorsy stuff, you know. So I am game to just, you know, either borrow someone's you know, look for a cheap one that you know, someone, a used one that someone is trying to get rid of. So
yeah,
I think you know, my main goal this year, other than trying to quit smoking, is just really kind of tighten up the finances a little bit.
What else? You know, splurging on things and
that's another thing. Was 2021 was like, I was just like really splurging on stuff.
What is the dumbest purchase you ever bought? I mean, last year.
Dumbest purchase?
Yeah, that cost a lot.
Oh, there might have been a few, but
anything that stands out?
It kind of put me on the spot, bro. But probably I want to say there are a couple of sneakers that I've purchased that I honestly do not need, but because it was there and, you know, it was linked to my credit card, you know, like the sneakers app was linked to my credit card.
And easy, I felt access. Like I,
yeah, you know, easy access. And I got the notification to jump online to get it. And it did. You know, I think I bought three pairs of Jordans. that's like, I don't need the cool grays, you know, the cool grays. I mean, I got those. I mean, I hit on the sneakers app with that shit, so I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I hit on another pair of sneakers. They're not Jordans, but then they're like Nike Huarache, but it's like a very,
and those are nice. Yeah.
Yeah, special edition kind of a. Yeah, I hit on a pair of Yeezys, you know. I was like, oh shit, you know, like damn. It's just like, oh, boom, just like that. You know, $500-$600 gone, and it's like, you know, oh shit, it's on credit.
Yeah.
So, I would say those are my dumbest purchases of this year. Those are the ones.
But you know, it's not too bad.
Oh yeah, it's not too bad. Of course, like I was so
just yeah. clothes and shoes.
Oh right. I mean, I was super juiced, but then it's like I also kind of left like this kind of feeling of like guilt. You know, talking to myself like, man, you ain't got, you know, like you got the money, but it's like now you're kind of digging yourself a hole.
Yeah.
You know, just to like, because you want these shoes so bad, you know, and it's like you're in your closet, you actually have, you know, so many pairs of Jordans and so many pairs of other shoes that you haven't even worn yet, you know. So yeah. I was like kind of kicking myself, like, you know. After I purchased it, even though they're like, oh, I really like it, you know, I really like these shoes. They, you know, but it's like I'm thinking, like, when the hell am I gonna break them out, dude?
Yeah,
I broke out the Homie of the Year Jordans, right?
Yeah,
you know, and I'm like, not even wearing those that much.
Oh, the fives or yeah. the fours?
The cement fives.
Yeah,
the cement fives. Fours, nice. The cement fours. Yeah. Yeah, the cement fours. Which, damn man, I mean, I love those shoes, man.
You barely wear them, huh?
I barely wear them. I mean, you know, I wore them like a couple times. I wore them once for our party, for our Christmas party, and then I wore them again to the movies with you.
Yeah,
that was
it. Well, it's kind of like you gotta look at it where like it's almost as like you gotta find occasions to wear those. Type
oh
of
yeah.
Now.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh, it was actually I wore it one more time, and it was to you know, Black Cow.
Uh huh.
You know, he that night he proposed to his girl. Like, ooh. I wore it that night too, and I was getting hella compliments. It was hella funny. The bartender saw me with that shit.
Okay. Oh,
he was just staring at me hella hard. He was just staring at me.
Like, who's that guy with them shoes?
Yeah, he was like with the cement fours, and then he runs to the back and comes back out. He put his Travis Scott.
Oh, you for real? He's like he wants to let you know, like, hey, I'm a sneakerhead.
Yeah, I'm a sneakerhead too. Yeah, he was wearing some Jordans or whatever, some like beat up Jordans, and then he runs in the back to where
the Travis Scott
Lowe's and came out. Like, I had to stun on you right quick, play it. I was all like, oh, yeah, all right, you know. Oh, all right, bartender. Wow. You know, like you wearing Travis Scott's at the bar, you know?
Hey, that's a true sneakerhead. Yeah, he had to flex.
Yeah, he had to flex. He was like, I had to flex. I was all like, hey man, I respect your shoe game, man. He was all like, yeah, I really, you know, he was all like, do you want to trade? You got some like beat up Jordan ones you want to trade with me? I was like, I ain't trading these, bro. but it was just like, yeah, I mean, those are the literally three times that
Yeah, I don't know about wearing someone else's shoe after they wore them.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Like, I'm just not big on buying used shoes.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
I don't know.
Nasty. That's nasty, man. You catch some sort of fungus like that.
I have to say, like, I love the sneakerhead lifestyle. But yeah. I think I really have to say over the years, my interest in it has dipped a lot.
Yeah.
In the sneakerhead game.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even interested when there's something dropping. Like, I don't even care.
Right.
And, like, when people say, oh, I hit the lottery on the sneaker thing, I was like, oh, okay. You know, like, whatever. And then I feel like when people hit it, it's, like, it's really amazing to them because they have an opportunity to get something really rare. But I don't look at it like it's going to be rare.
Yeah.
That's why it doesn't spark my interest, maybe. I don't know. Or maybe I'm just over it. But yeah, I mean, like, for example, when I want to get dressed and wear a casual shoe, it's always the same type of shoe, like a white sneaker.
Yeah.
I go low top white sneaker, and my go-to are the white Kohans.
Right.
White sneaker Kohans. And yeah. I have like 10 pairs of those, right? I think over my lifetime of buying it. And yeah, that's all I wear, right? And if it gets dirty, buy a new one. I'll wear it until, you know, things like that, until it gets really beat up. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hear you, man. You know, sometimes it's like you find your style and, you know, you just want to, you know, stay with that style and stuff. I mean, I think as we get older, we don't care about, you know, the hottest shoe, the hottest hype, whatever it is.
But it's also stress free.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you ever, like, when I first heard about that stuff, like Dr. Dre and Steve Jobs, Audit, and even like a lot of like Eminem too. When you think about Eminem, he always buy the same type of shoes, same type of pants and shirt.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. They keep it real simple.
Real simple. And then they might change the color here and there, but it's always the same type, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, it makes your shopping easy, it makes your getting dressed easy. You know, you can focus your brain on thinking about something else and not thinking about what to wear, because when it's time to get dressed, you're like, okay, I'm gonna put on shoes, shirt, I'm done. And it's always the same type or same color and things like that.
Yeah. No, I hear you, man. You know, it simplify your life, and you know, you can focus your efforts on things that really matter.
Yeah. I mean, but it's also fun too, right? I think a lot of people that into fashion is because it's fun.
Yeah. It's a passion. It's a passion for them to, you know, break out ensemble or whatever pieces, you know, like, and to, you know, mix and match and try to, you know, try to be a trendsetter and all that, you know. So I you know, there's a lane for that too, you know, and then there's a lane for people that just want to look the same all the time. So yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's good to have a balance and you know, play around, see what works for you. But no, I don't for a second like doubt that, you know, like, it just going with your basic, you know, white sneakers or, you know, whatever shirt and pants, you know, like that. I know that simplifies a whole lot. You know, makes your life a whole lot less stressful.
So, I mean, of course, you know, you have your sneaker here and there, you put on your boots here and there, you know, for like functional stuff. But
right. And for all you guys who don't know out there, Jimmy won Homie of the Year again. And hey, you know, big congrats to him.
Hey, you know, I am really shocked that I was like, really? What did I do this year? You know, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even think about, but I'm glad that I got some votes. I mean, you know, I was able to entertain and be there for some of you guys, right? So
No, you definitely were, man. You definitely were. And you know, we appreciate you. So this is why you got the votes. I was hating. I was like, why?
That's why I got the votes.
He was like, cause Jimmy's cool. I was like, man, all the cool people on the group.
Hey, me and Mars was talking before the announcement. We were just having the Homie of the Year conversation. Like, literally, yes. I don't know how much earlier, but she was like, she mentioned, like, I think we need to talk about what are some of the, like,
criteria
for voting and, like, how you should vote.
Yeah.
Right? Like, instead of, because I think some people might be voting just to vote and it won't be that meaningful.
Right.
Or, because, so the criteria is, she and I talked about was it should be where two things, where you do something for the whole entire group, where how much you contribute to the whole entire group, and also how much you contribute to that one person that voted for you.
How much you contribute to that one person.
Right. So, like,
how much did that contribute?
Right. So, like, if I vote for Mike Chan. Right, my two reasons for voting for Mike Chan should be Mike Chan did a lot for the group, okay, and Mike Chan was a good friend to me this year.
Oh, how so? Okay,
right, You okay. get what I'm saying? So those are those two criteria.
Okay.
As opposed to like, as opposed to like, oh, I am going to vote for so and so because he's been a really good person to me. Okay. But this person wasn't a big contributor to the rest of the group.
Okay.
Because you know, there's those type of relationship in our group.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
So I think I don't know. I don't know if that will be all agreed on. I don't think that will ever be like be monitored, right? Because you can't tell people how to vote.
Exactly.
But I think if before they vote, they should keep that in mind.
Right. Set some sort of parameter for them to think about. You know, and not just like cast a vote for just anybody, or not just anybody, but like, you know. Really, right. Yeah, think about that vote. So
because I think there's a lot of votes when they get like just one vote is mainly because they didn't do much.
Right.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
Hence, that's why you only got one vote.
Right.
Because you were only good to that one person.
Right.
Because, you know, there was a year, or maybe more than a year, where after the Homie of the Year got announced, we all looked around each other like, how the hell did this motherfucker won? I'm saying that this is a known fact because someone turned to me like, hey, bro, what the fuck happened? Yeah. That was word for word, like, how did this motherfucker won? Like, it wasn't like a hate.
How does motherfucker won?
Yeah, but that question, when that question was asked to me, it wasn't that person wasn't hating though.
Yeah,
that person was really confused.
Genuinely confused.
Like how?
Like how? What did he do to deserve it?
No, seriously.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No. Seriously. I already know. I already know who we talking about.
Look, I did not disagree when that person turned to me and asked me, right? I was like, I agree on questioning it too.
Yeah.
But you know, we all deserve it. Don't get me wrong, right? Deserve to win it. But I think it will be nice to have a criteria.
Yeah, no, I agree. I totally agree. You know, and this is perfect because now that you're Homie of the Year, you should totally.
So I'm gonna be the bad guy. I'm gonna be the bad guy.
You're gonna be the guy that puts it out there. So, you know what, you guys, we're gonna have to like, you know, be a little better with these votes and not just, you know. yeah, pretty much, man. You gotta be the bad guy.
Because I'm sure someone questioned how I won.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Right?
So
like, how the hell Jimmy won?
Yeah. So
I might be like the second person that got questioned.
Yeah. Right.
It's all good.
Hey man, you know, yeah, everybody wants feels like they deserve it too, you know.
No, but that's the thing. It's not that when that person asked me, it wasn't that this person feels like I should have won or this person should have won. Right. They were just questioning like how this person won, like really how?
Right.
So, right. But anyway.
Yeah. We you know, I mean, we can debate this, you know, till the cows come home. But you know, I think 2022 is going to be your year, and you should definitely kind of remind everybody about the parameters of how to vote, and you know, we'll once, you know, Homie of the Year speaks, you know, we'll go off of you know, what you want.
Yeah.
So yeah. Dude, you the first time you won, when was this? This is 10 years back.
Something like that.
Yeah. If you look at the trophy, it'll say it.
I was the second winner.
Okay.
And so yeah, 10 years back.
10 years back. So do you remember the shoes you got?
Yeah, some Clarks.
Oh, okay. Well,
I got some Clarks, man.
Hey,
the first couple of years we were still learning, all right?
So, yeah.
Look, John got some Reeboks.
Yeah, so. He got those. What do you call those? I forgot the name of those.
So you know, like
ugly ass Reeboks.
I got those because it just came out, and then everyone was like, "Hey, man, those look kind of weird." And, you know, it looks kind of look like it's functional too, and it looked like it's the new shit. So, yeah. So I was like, alright, maybe I'll do this.
Yeah, I was just fucking.
I mean, like at that time, it was just more like it wasn't about the shoes. It was just more like winning.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? The shoes were just an extra plus. Now the shoes is like a requirement. Like it has to be one of those expensive Jordans.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. And now I think everybody's like making a little more money now too. So it's like we can throw a little extra couple dollars to, you know, like really get something that the home of the year really would like.
We could have done that before too, though.
Yeah, I think so.
People could have afforded it back then. But it was just more like, you know. Matthew changed it, you know, had to buy that expensive shoe.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it was a good thing, though.
No, for sure, man. Hey, man, you better rock those shoes, bro.
I just need to wait until the sun comes out.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, so.
For sure. But yeah,
it's a good shoe, man. I haven't even put it on yet.
Oh, man. It was a 9.5. It should fit.
Yeah, I mean, I had that before, so.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's a dope color too, man. That's a dope colorway, man. They haven't brought that back since they put it out the first time.
Dude, I ain't gonna lie, dude. I think, man, all the Jordans recently, the last few years, has been all gifts.
Oh, word? Oh, wow.
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow. You haven't even, like, gone out of your way to, like, buy your own.
I think I might have bought like one or two pairs
mm-hmm.
on my own, but like all of them has been like gifts.
Oh wow!
Like birthday gifts and
yeah,
referral gifts and
oh wow. Know.
But damn. Yeah,
damn. Yeah,
I mean, I think I'm only talking about like four. I'm trying to think right now, like four of them. Hey, the man. Last four.
Hey man, that's four gifts, bro. That's four, you know, dope gifts. Shoot, you really think about it.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. Well, yeah. I only got gifted one pair, and it was that was last year. So no, but I'm grateful for it, man. Man, those are
clean. Who was the one that gave it to you?
John.
John, the one that bought it, huh?
Yeah, because John was. The previous homie of the year, so you know, I guess it falls on the previous homie to figure out what the winner likes.
Yeah, that's their job.
Yeah,
and,
so
and also to set it up in their game.
So. Right. So yeah.
But hey, before I forget, I wanted to ask you about your year. Do you have any like international trip you're going this year?
I don't think so, man. Honestly,
you want to?
I don't know. I mean, I would like to, but I don't know if I even. Not that I haven't taken a day off, but it's more of a financial question, you know.
Right.
Like, do I have funding for it?
It doesn't have to be expensive. What international? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, international, and then I mean, you know, on top of that, we, you know, if we do. Is it going to require us to quarantine? Is it require us to, you know, like, right. Like there's a lot of questions there, but I would certainly be open to it. But what right. what do you have in mind?
No, it was just a question because I do, you know, like every year I do want to do like a long, like a distant trip.
Right.
In the last 2 years, I haven't went international.
Oh yeah, and, I mean, that's
and
everybody.
I hate it so much because. The year prior to the COVID, I was like, all right, I'm ready for China. I'm ready for Japan, right?
Yeah,
I'm ready,
yeah.
Right? So I'm just going to plan it when the year comes. And when the year came, COVID hit. And that really, like, I'm not trying to make an excuse for myself. That really pushed back because I really don't want to go on a distant trip and I can't do nothing out there.
Yeah, for sure. Right?
So that's the main reason why. And plus, you know, it's safety stuff too.
Yeah. Quarantine and COVID and all that, man. But luckily, you got your booster. Because they're going to, I think definitely they're going to like check that. So, you know, you're covered there.
I don't even have my card. I just have the app.
Yeah, no, the app works.
Yeah.
They have a QR code. They scan the QR code.
You save it on your digital wallet?
Yeah, I save it on my home screen, bro.
Oh, home screen?
Yeah. Okay. My on my phone.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, just show them that. Show them my ID. Then you're good. Or you show them your passport. You're good.
Oh, I gotta renew my passport. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
When I lost my ID.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that time? Oh, man.
Cheers, man.
That was terrible.
Yeah, don't ever lose your ID.
Yeah, but but yeah, man. You know, hopefully, if I do some planning, yeah, you'd be interested. What if it's in the winter?
I'd be interested if it's not too cold. Like,
that's the winter.
Well, I mean, if it's, we gotta see.
Because other than that, it will be like summertime.
Uh huh.
So if it's summertime, then we got plenty of time.
Yeah.
But I really want to do a winter one.
Okay.
Just to kind of endure to, like, really learn how to survive in the cold. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. No, I it'd certainly be an experience I'm open to try. So, yeah, maybe ask Vuti if he knows anything about it, and he could probably kind of, let us know what to pack and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know, wasn't it Joshua Trees like really popping this, during this time?
Oh yeah, because the nights is not as cold.
Yeah, nights are not as cold, and you know, usually you get clear skies or you see all the stars around this time, during this time.
Shit. Yeah, maybe I'll do some Joshua Tree.
Hey, Joshua Tree might be a good move, man. Yeah, I might. Yeah, I'd certainly be down for it.
Oh, hey, before I forget again,
oh,
your bike.
Oh, shoot, ready? That's right. Hey, bro, when the weather, you know, the weather hasn't been the best, so I haven't been able to come by, and on top of that,
you have a REI membership?
You know what, maybe. I think, okay. I recall signing up a long time ago, but
okay. No, because if you do, I was going to say, bring it to REI and get the derailleur adjusted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But if you want, I can do that for you if you're not in a rush.
I'm not in a rush. I mean, I'm not in a rush, but...
I just don't know when I'm going to be able to take it to REI. I should have done it today, actually.
Ah, man, that's cool, man. You already done too much, man.
Honestly, it wasn't, man, because I felt like it was just fun for me.
Oh, shit. Man.
You know what I mean? Like, you get to kind of use your creative brain to do a bike. You know, you got to think.
Yeah.
And sometimes I like to do little projects on bikes like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't have nothing else to do. So,
yeah. I really appreciate you just, you know, putting in the time and effort to throw the bike together. I'll compensate you back for it, man.
Don't even true, bro.
Yeah, nah, man.
You gotta. It's only right. You know that I bought another bike.
Oh, did you? You bought another one?
And I custom painted.
Oh, dang, son.
I got it power coated, so I sandblasted, and then got it painted, or powder coat.
Oh wow.
So right now it's like a blank canvas right now.
Is a whole new project.
A whole new project. I'm just. But it's gonna be dope.
I can't wait to check it out, man.
It's a newer, you know, not a newer frame, but like a better frame.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh man. When I come through, man, I'll take a look at it.
we'll chop it up over it some more.
For sure.
Yeah, but all right, man. So we're at the hour right now, man. Hey, Kate, Jim, thanks so much for chatting up with me, man.
Oh yeah, anytime.
We'll definitely do this again soon.
Oh yeah, for sure. Okay, right. Uncle Mike.
All right, Jimbo, man. Thanks again. Right. Thanks for listening, everybody. All right, peace.
Bye.